Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yes, we are on the air.
Yeah. Let's do a little pink. Call right now if you're hearing us on the air. Have you seen the weather outside?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, we're on. AD told us. AD got us back on. We're on. AD.
713-780-3776.
Yeah. How much? Yeah.
713-780-3776. I just want to know. I want people to call just to let us know that they indeed hear us so I can put my best foot forward. If not, I'm going to coast.
You're going to coast either way.
Yeah, wait. Like, you're not going to coast anyway.
Not I'm going to coast.
What are we talking
about? So, just call. Say, yes, we can hear you. Not on the app. You can hear me on the station, because it is going to be...
97.5. Tell them.
No, 92.5 is gone.
92.5 was fine.
Yeah, 92.5 is actually sounds great.
Yeah.
So, there's one person calling, but that's probably Gilbert. Ooh, I sent his letter out yesterday.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to bring it, and you're going to take a picture. You and Nicole.
I never agreed to that. He gets his picture. Okay. It appears as though people are listening. Yeah. Now, if you call, you have to do the show.
Now, if you call, you have to be on the show.
Now, you have to
host the show now.
Now, you have to host the show. If you're the first one who calls, you host a show Monday with me.
Okay. We have word that they can hear us, and he said, tell Lance we can hear him, but don't be on that BS today.
That's not.
Okay.
You editorialize.
Well, that's not true.
All right. Well, how about your...
Thank you for letting us know.
Your misguided ways yesterday about Spencer Arrighetti and our baseball team.
I'm going to give you the $100 now.
Yeah. I wish I'd have made that bet. Gosh, I was...
Here's how it went yesterday. I said, oh, do you think Spencer Arrighetti's going to get a quality start? John was talking a lot of stuff about Spencer Arrighetti, and I said, I'll bet you $100 he doesn't have a real quality start, not an AQH, an Astros quality start, which is...
What did he do?
5-3. And John goes, oh, no.
I was a little afraid of a... Wait a minute. How many quality starts does he have? I should have gotten like 5-1 odds or 6-1 odds that.
You were so sure.
I was positive he was going to give us a great start yesterday. And what did he do? He gave us a great start yesterday.
And then what did you do?
What did I do? I just didn't take your money. That's all.
No, you bailed.
I didn't bail?
You even put a tweet. You apologized on Twitter for being pathetic.
No, I was pathetic. I actually was. I feel bad. You know what? I should have been behind my guy.
Mm-hmm.
That was my guy.
That was your Greek side talking.
Mm-mm. What does that have to do with the
your
Greek side?
Your Greek side doesn't back Italians.
Well, that might have been it.
Yeah.
That might have been it.
Is your Greek side cowardly? Cowardly?
Not cowardly. No, it's anti-Italian.
Yeah, it's anti-Italian.
Anti?
John has self-hate sometimes. When I do. Greek side
you're self-hating
out.
Greek?
Yeah.
Well, self-hating half-Greek?
Well... I don't know, maybe. Sometimes I think he wishes he was all Italian, and maybe he doesn't like the Greek side. Maybe he's self-hating Greek. He didn't eat the gyro like he was a self-hating Greek yesterday.
That was my Greek side yesterday.
And I made sure the pistachio made it into the refrigerator yesterday.
Pistachio.
We're not throwing that away.
Pistachio.
Whatever.
Show
it's the
some
same
respect.
Thing.
It's not pistachio.
Can I tell
so
you
So the Astros
more.
Win.
Can we talk about the Greek food that came in yesterday?
Yeah, Nico.
Mostly because...
It was the most food I've ever seen anyone bring in.
So much food. But the thing is, you question whether a gyro can travel. I took another one home, microwaved it. Meat's still tender.
Credit gyros Nico travel. Fries
so
got
you,
put in
you
an
had
oven.
One, and then you took one home?
Yeah, for dinner.
Well, there were like 30 of them.
So you're one of the ones who took it out and left the fries.
And?
Because there were two boxes. He pulled a Tatiana. I opened boxes, just fries. And people had taken out the
gyro.
They had taken out the gyros.
Yeah.
That's worse than what I didn't even do anything other than
there was no communication. You're way worse.
You're way worse.
Miscommunication where I took one hamburger that was on a bun, and I thought that they had just put that out there as a starter burger, and it turns out it was an intern, who, by the way, is never supposed to eat first. Wait until you meet the intern from yesterday.
Which one?
The guy that told us he entered a school to get hired.
Oh, yeah.
Wait until you meet this guy.
He finessed his way into a special, he's called it a special ed school for better grades.
Yes. Wait until you meet him. He's like, yeah, I got into this school and so I could get better grades, a better chance to get into college or something. Del opens up the door and goes, what did you do? He's kind of cocky, too. He goes to Missouri, so he's in journalism at Missouri. So, you know, those they're always cocky.
The journalism gosh, that is so funny.
I know. So I'm going to get him on the air at some point.
Talking about finessing the game.
I think I'm going to have to call this guy Slick because that move where he told, I couldn't believe when he said it. Doug goes, what? What did you do? We don't even know this kid. He's like, you know, I just went to a special ed school so I could get better grades. Like, what?
It's like, how did that happen? Don't you have to take a test? Well, I guess I failed it. I don't know. And then he kind of said, well, money played a part.
Oh, yeah, it's also a private school. And Dell said, so you like, your dad bought a wing or something? He goes, yeah, I mean, kind of, you know. He basically bought his way into a special ed school for better grades. That's how I interpreted it. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, Dale, but it sounded like, so that's one of our interns. I think you're going to like him.
That, I'm going to love that kid.
I think you're going to like Slick.
My favorite intern ever right now.
That's the biggest finesse that I've ever heard of. So also the Astros one, they kept from getting bludgeoned by Seattle and It was good. I mean, shutout win. Eric Geddy looked good. Eric Geddy has been on a steady uptick.
Oh, yeah.
No. He is the new Lance McCullers. I'm sorry. I know McCullers has a haircut and he's back to a haircut. But he's now been cast. The role of Lance McCullers with the hair has now been recast as
Spencer
Eric Geddy. Yeah, Spencer Eric Geddy's now on Lance McCullers.
No, I wouldn't put that on him, though. Do we have to put that on him? I mean, it sure would be nice if he stuck around and pitched for a while.
Well, but this is obviously the healthy Lance McCullers.
So I didn't make that bet yesterday. I chickened out because, well, he had made 8 starts previously and no quality starts, right. 0.
Mm-hmm.
So
he had a couple that were close.
Yeah, well, he pitched, you know, he gave up, let's not forget, he came out of one game, and Brian Abreu gave up the 2 runs, right?
Right.
Brian
Abreu
couldn't get out of it.
Right.
And after 2 outs, Brian Abreu gave up a couple of runs that put him over the top. Yeah, that was the against Milwaukee. He had a nice game against Milwaukee, and yet he had given up 4 runs. That was the only time that he pitched 6 innings. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, that was his only 6 inning start.
But he also had walks. He had high pitch counts. Or else,
so his last four starts, 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 strikeouts, and 2 walks, 6 1/3, 4 earned runs, and again, Brian Abreu was part of that. 6 strikeouts, 5 innings, 3 earned runs, 7 strikeouts, and 3 walks. And then yesterday, 6 innings, no earned runs, 8 strikeouts, and 3 walks. He's got to bring the walks down a little bit because, you know, that giving up 3 walks and 2 walks and 3 walks every time. And every time out, he's giving up 3 or 2 walks. Brings that down a little bit, but his strikeouts are rising, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 now. Next time it'll be 9. Next time he pitches, it'll be 9 because he's going 5, 6, 7, 8. So,
well, he was one of the better prospects too in the Astros organization as a pitcher. So, you know, if he can be a new 4th or 5th starter, I mean, that's great. That's great. I mean, you want him to pitch like he did yesterday, but
who's first out of the rotation?
Well, are you counting Javier in the rotation?
When Javier comes back, what do you do?
Full time. Well, I mean, you got to pitch him, see if he can get it back.
Well, I mean, yeah. Since you're giving him
Verlander,
this is another Jose Abreu situation.
Yeah, but this is it for Verlander. So next year, I'll say Verlander's out.
No. I'm talking about right now when Javier comes back.
Well, okay.
What do you do?
You have Javier.
You ain't taking Blanco out.
No. You're not taking Blanco.
Verlander out. Fromber out.
You take Hunter Brown out or Arrigetti out?
No, you probably take Hunter out.
Probably.
Because he can be, now, not on based on just performance, but he has been more consistent than Hunter. Hunter's got, man, you know, you can make an argument for Hunter. But I also, the reason I said Hunter is I know he can, they've used him in long relief. And let's face it, long relief is a major, major factor now in Major League Baseball. And unfortunately, especially with the Astros, you need guys who can clip two innings for you, three innings for you, so which is Hunter, now considered long relief.
Hunter's last four starts, five innings, one earned run. 5 innings, 4 earned runs. 6 innings, 2 earned runs. 6 innings, 1 earned run.
Yeah. No, he's been really good. From a performance standpoint, you make the case for Hunter Brown, but I think Hunter Brown in the bullpen gives you a chance to have...
Nine strikeouts last game.
Yeah. No, he was really, really good. But I still think he can pitch bullpen, and that makes a difference because now your bullpen, more than ever, you're not getting to... You know, you have a hard enough time getting a 6 innings sometimes. So, finishing six. So... I think Hunter Brown being able to work two innings is kind of a big deal.
How about that? How about that? You go 1-3 in Seattle. You had four quality starts.
Yeah, that sucks.
It sucks.
It just sucks.
Yeah, four quality starts. I mean, and you got and you came up with a 1-3. Man, just if you could have just split with them, that would have been sweet. Coming back to now, they're back home. Blanco tonight against Lopez of Minnesota. Then Fromber against Ryan and Hunter Brown against Woods Richardson. That'll be Sunday. Carlos Correa coming back home with the Minnesota Twins. And here we go. Now,
Carlos Correa did? One of our listeners for years and years, Dustin DeBerry, his son Liam, suffered a bad sickness, bad illness where he lost his limbs. And yeah, it was really bad, and I've been kind of following that journey, and I'll just read it to you right now. So Carlos Correa's foundation contacted us this week. He is bringing Liam and our family to tomorrow's Astros Twins game. We're going to be there early because they've given him batting practice passes. So if you see us at the game, come by and say hi. So Dustin's son has gone through some really, really, really difficult times, and Correa's foundation is having them out to the game.
That's nice.
The guest of the game. So I thought that was really cool. Wanted to make sure I spotlighted that on Twitter because I think Correa and his foundation, good people. And, you know, Dustin's had has been a longtime listener and had a really tough go, the family has, and, you know, in terms of his son. And Liam's had a tough go. So I thought that was really cool of Carlos.
Yeah, that is neat. Nice job, Carlos. Nice. Very nice. Maybe the Astros should do something. It's here in Houston, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe they already have. I don't know.
I don't know either. That's neat. Good stuff. Way to go, Carlos Correa. Very, very nice.
It's a suite, too.
713.
Right? Doesn't that mean STE? Isn't that sweet?
It is.
Yeah. So, yep. Really, really cool.
Yeah. Good for him. That is neat. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 712. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, we've got a lot of Texan sound that we got to get to today. We got to talk Mavs. They're in the. This is going to be a pretty damn good NBA Finals. Mavs and Celtics.
I'm looking forward.
I don't know which one I like.
I don't either because Luka right now is at a level that is ridiculous. Like Luka is, he's trash talking Snoop Dogg. He's trash talking everybody. He's yelling and screaming. He's MFing people. He MF'd Snoop yesterday. He is like. Don't say anything to him. I know Anthony Edwards get the Jordan comparison, but the Jordan mentality is Luka.
Yeah.
Luka wanted to literally, his first quarter was insanely good. 20 points in the first quarter, and he hit one. Did you see that when he hit it from the logo at half court? He pulled up from it from the edge of the logo, and I'm like, oh, my God.
He don't care.
No. And Kyrie is playing great. And Kyrie, this has been such a rebound for his legacy,
yep.
Kyrie's, because he just became kind of a goof. And then you didn't know if he was going to play, and he was a problem in locker rooms. And now Kyrie's back to the guy that people thought, hey, man, this is that guy.
All right, let's do it on the other side. We got Texans to talk to, so we'll do that as well. But right now, let's talk about Chastain Ford. Let's talk about the end of this SUV. Now, I say that May has been SUV month at Chastang Ford, and at select SUVs, 2.9% financing with no payments for 90 days. You can get 72 months of the financing. It's just ridiculous. This is the best time. Use Ford's money to get into that SUV that you want. And those payments can be low now because you can spread it over 72 months and you don't have to pay for 90 days. Are you kidding me? This is a great time for you to get to Chastang Ford and take advantage of this SUV deal. But, you know, June is here, so let's go. I don't know. I don't know if it's still going to be around. So now is the time to go. Time to act today. Today, I know it's raining and ugly out, but you can still get there. Let's go. Or you can do it all online. You don't even have to get there. All you have to do is go to ChastangFord.com. There are not a lot of places that you can do everything online because they want you in there. They want to try to upsell you. They don't upsell you ever. No add-ons, no markups. They just ain't doing it at Chastang Ford. On 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Paid for by Jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, Texas. At Jackpot.com, you can now buy your favorite lottery games, including Powerball, Mega Millions, Pick 3, Lotto Texas, and more right from your phone. Just choose your favorite lottery game, pick your lucky numbers, and get your winnings instantly. Buy official Powerball, Mega Millions, and Pick 3 tickets right from your phone at Jackpot.com. Plus, right now, use promo code Texas to get a free lottery ticket with your first play.
I love playing the lottery, and Jackpot.com makes it so easy because you can buy all your tickets right from your phone.
Jackpot.com notifies me right away if I win. It's safe and secure, and I never have to worry about losing my lottery tickets again.
This is the greatest thing ever. I can buy tickets right on my phone for all my favorite state lottery games while I'm sitting on my couch at home.
Don't wait. Go to Jackpot.com and buy lottery tickets on your phone. Plus, right now, use promo code Texas to get a free lottery ticket with your first play. Go to Jackpot.com. That's Jackpot.com. Jackpot.com.
I think one of the things that patients don't realize is that when they get a joint replacement, that's not a lifetime treatment option. And they're probably, if they are a younger patient, signing up for multiple surgeries down the road.
As a physician and medical director for QC Kinetics, Dr. Caravelli's seen a pattern of trending joint pain. Prolonged medication, steroids, then surgery, possibly another surgery.
So a lot of our patients are trying to avoid or put off surgery, and this is the treatment that can help them do that.
QC Kinetics extracts your body's healing substances, concentrates them back into your aching joints to help heal and restore those areas, providing lasting relief.
Oh, I love being able to tell my patients, you know, before we do this surgery, let's try another option. Let's see if this is right for you, because now they might not have to have surgery at all.
Call today for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. 713-913-5285.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Have you seen Jose Siri's act the last couple of nights?
It's been good. It's been good.
The catch that he made over the wall, and then the
walk-off hit,
and then the home run yesterday.
Yeah, but he didn't pimp it though, so that was good.
That dude is the best pimp. And the did you hear the A's announcer? No, you got it. You go to play it.
Do you remember when Urquidy was talking in the post game, and Siri was sitting right next to him when he was in the Astros? This was in the World Series in 21.
Yeah.
And he had his chains tucked in, and as Urquidy's talking, you had Siri reach in and pull his chains out to shine. You know, he wanted him to like, hey, you need to get your chains out while you're talking. And he pulled like two or three chains out that Urquidy had tucked in.
Yeah.
And then Urquidy looked at him like, what are you doing?
I'm going to send it to you. We'll play it later in the show.
He's got to be Dominican, right?
I would hope
he's
so.
Got Dominican.
You have a computer right in front of you. You can look up what he is.
Yeah, but Dale, can you look that up, please?
No, you look it up.
I put it in the rundown.
You have a laptop.
So
he is Dominican.
So the Texans are out there, okay? And Stephon Diggs is out there. We're number one.
Well, he paid Jimmy Ward $100K for it.
Thank you, Jimmy Ward. Jimmy Ward's like, okay, yeah.
Wait, how much did he pay?
$100K.
Good Lord.
Man.
And that's his college number. He didn't. We know he was 14 in Buffalo, so he wanted
Jimmy
to go back.
Jimmy should donate that to starving children, feeding children.
Hmm? What?
Grown men exchanging $100,000 for a number.
Yeah, that's even worse than buying another man jeans, I think. Yeah. Okay.
All these kids are hungry, and we're giving each other $100,000 for a number.
Well, what kids are... There's hungry kids out there?
Yeah.
Oh, there are?
A lot of them.
Okay. Well, Nick Caserio.
One of them's Mason, but we have enough food. He just eats
He
like
just
a horse.
Doesn't... Yeah.
Yeah, that just doesn't count.
Nick Caserio was asked about, what do you think Steph's coming? He was never concerned, apparently.
We were on the field here this morning. We've been on the field here the last couple of days. Steph has been here this week. So Steph's had a great attitude, works really hard. He's very competitive. He finishes plays. What you see him do during the regular season, what you've seen him do for Buffalo and Minnesota, you're seeing some of those qualities and traits on a practice field. So there's a reason why he's been as productive and successful as he's been. So philosophically, what D'Amico and I have just tried to do is just build as competitive and as deep a roster as possible. And we understand that there's going to be challenges that we face during the course of the season. This league is so competitive. I mean, I think we played in 10 one-score games last year. We were 7-3, so we were fortunate to come out on the positive end of the spectrum. But our job is to try to build as good a team as we possibly can, give ourselves an opportunity to compete against a lot of good teams, a lot of good coaches, and we feel Steph will be a good addition to the room. I think that room is going to be really, really competitive. We're probably going to have to either move on for some players who are going to be playing other places, but we'll try to keep as many good players as we can here. But Steph's been here. He's had a good attitude. He's had a good approach. So we're glad he's here.
Nice. That was a little wordy, but it was.
Well, he's wordy.
He's a word salad.
Yeah.
He is a wordy guy. He also talked about, we haven't heard him talk much. He was on with Kay Adams. This is all from Kay Adams.
Yes.
This is all from Kay Adams. He was on talking about Nico. We haven't really heard him talk much about it. We saw Nico signing in that palatial estate.
That dungeon.
They had him sign in this little room.
With it's, not, room. It's not a little room.
No,
problem
no
is
but it's
shabby. It's just a low-ceiling media room. There's
it's
no
got
frills.
One of those white plastic tables in it.
Yeah,
it's
no frills.
They haven't
it.
Updated that in probably since the inception
no,
of
since
the building.
The inception. It's never,
the media room. It's
yeah,
just,
it's just a work room. That's
yeah,
all it
it's
is.
Just what it is.
And then usually those contracts, you take them up to... You know, the owner's office, or
well,
you take him up
Cal
to a nice
furniture,
office.
We would take it up. Does he have furniture
well, somebody
yet?
Somebody does.
No. Caserio probably does.
Taking to Caserio's
Caserio has, yeah, yeah, probably has furniture. We're not sure if Cal
but
does.
Nico, but it also speaks to Nico's blue collar. Like, I ain't turning money down. You asked yesterday, you think Nico was upset that Jalen Waddle signed for that much? Like, no. Nico's made over, I mean, yeah, Nico's got a guaranteed contract at over 20, you know, at over 25 million, or right at about 25 million a year. He's happy. That's money that he has set for the rest of his
yeah,
life.
If
he, so I think he's pretty happy. But the other thing is, he already said, man, if they offer me a contract, I'm not turning down money. He doesn't play like it. He's much more Andre Johnson than Stephon Diggs.
Well, let's face it. He's had 1 year. He's been really, really good for 1 year.
Yeah, that's so, the other thing. I mean, why would he be upset about what Waddle's getting? Waddle
yeah.
has been doing it for 3 seasons now.
And throughout right. college. And
he's all right.
Nico
he's
a was
a one-year player.
Guy at Michigan, basically. He played his sophomore year, had a good sophomore year, was okay as a freshman, opted out his junior year of COVID, came to the pros.
He's all
with
right.
With basically 1 year under his belt at Michigan. So...
No. He's better than Jalen Waddle.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's Stop our him. Nico.
No.
Nico.
Tiny
I like
catch
to call
radius
him Nico
Waddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you better hit him right in his hands.
How perfect is that for Demetrius to have Nico?
Demetrius.
Nico's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Your guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if he gets him to sponsor, if he
yeah.
uses him.
Well, I'm gonna
I don't think a restaurant's going to pay a wide receiver, you know, $150,000 to be a sponsor.
He gets to eat for free there at Nico's.
I got news for you. They don't. That's not as big deal. For radio guys, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
For NFL wide receivers.
I'd do it.
Yeah, me too. NFL wide receiver ones, yeah. not as big a deal for them.
Anyway, finally, we hear Nick talking about the extension.
Yeah, I mean, Nico has been a good player for us here for a number of years. I would say when you kind of look at the arc of his career, where he started, going back to when we drafted him in 21, he didn't play football in 20, so because of COVID and everything else associated with it, and then was a participant in the Senior Bowl and had some traits and attributes that we liked. So we were kind of drafting probably a little bit potential at that point, but he was productive with his opportunities in Michigan, and then he produces a little bit as a rookie, kind of ran into some bumps in the road. I think the big thing last season was just his confidence and belief in himself, his ability to kind of stay on the field. The offensive staff did a great job with him, was able to develop a rapport and relationship with CJ. Nico's a great kid, salt of the earth, everything that we want our program and players to be about. So to be able to reward him with an extension that he's earned, nobody's granted anything just because. So he's earned the opportunity.
I have no problem with him having one good year because he's had 1 year with C.J. Stroud, and he's had a year with Cully. This is his third coach in 3 years, obviously.
That's all right.
And he played well.
He had Davis Mills, too.
He was talented out of there, and so he had Davis Mills. He had Lovey. He had two bad versions of the Texans, and then he got a pretty good version. So I'm perfectly fine. I love having Nico on this team and knowing that Nico now would have maybe liked that fourth year. Maybe one more year, but it just happens to coincide with when, the big payday is coming for C.J. Stroud. So obviously they want to. Obviously they're playing a stagger money game. So we'll see what happens. Probably they want to wait until they see what the new cap is and redo the deal based on what the cap looks like, I would imagine.
Yep.
And we'll see. But Nico is here for the long term, and we'll see if Stephon Diggs is here beyond a year. If he is, I don't know if I'd be shocked or not. Let's just see how he plays. I really don't know. I mean, I think he's going to play well. Stephon Diggs doesn't. I mean, he's not washed by any stretch of the imagination. Stephon Diggs is still a really good wide receiver, and if he fits in, Joe Mixon. I know we probably don't have Joe Mixon's cut, but
yeah, we do.
Oh yeah. Well, here's what Joe Mixon thinks about this offense.
We had a rundown. See
I have Joe Mixon on CJ.
Oh, yeah. Well, Joe Mixon yesterday was asked about how good can this offense be. He goes, man, sky is the limit. He said, that's all I want to say about this. I'm just going to leave it at that. Yeah. I think Joe realizes you've got Stephon Diggs knows how to get open. Nico Collins can win on three levels and is a big ball winner who has big-time build-up speed, 4.4 speed for his size. And then Tank Dell is a guy you just can't cover from the slot. You throw in Joe Mixon, who I think is still a solid running back. You've added to your offensive line, and they're healthy this year. And then you got C.J. Stroud, who was Pro Football Writers Association's Good Guy Award this year, where he won the award for most speaking to the media and being nice to the media award.
Right.
The sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit.
If you're nice to the media, do you know how
you get an award?
Yeah.
I think this should be like the John McClain Award.
It really should.
It really should. He's a good guy. He talks
Arian
to us.
Arian Foster's not talking to the media. Remember when he was so mad with
jerk.
Him?
Arian
Foster
wasn't
talking to the media. He was so pissed.
Let's get La Raza in here. La Raza, ¿qué pasó?
Yeah, what did you learn this weekend, La Raza?
Oh, Deportes, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Deportes.
That when you play taps, the season's over. Just give a moment of silence for the Astros season. It's done. It was a great run. That'll do, Pigs. That'll do.
I can't believe he brought That'll Do, Pigs. What's that show called, babe? That'll do, Pigs.
Yeah, That'll Do, Pig.
Oh, my God. La Raza, you brought in Babe?
Yeah.
From 20 years ago?
Hey, I was reading something on the internet. Apparently, they're making a movie called Straight Out of Augusta. What's his name?
Scotty Scheffler.
GWA. Yeah. Golfer's the Boy Attitude. You should go see that movie. And hashtag respect Rudy's decision.
He's bringing a lot of things in. Rudy is a caller who called in and said no one wants to come to the Astros because they're cheaters.
They cheated.
Yeah.
But
no free agents will come here. And that Josh Hader doesn't count because the word in the dugouts.
Nobody wanted him.
Word in the dugouts were that nobody wanted him. Yeah.
Well.
Somehow he knew that. The other thing was he brought up
Let's see. I have to footnote all the things he talked about.
Whatever.
There was another one that he mentioned. What did he say? The pig one, I don't know. He just brought in Babe.
Well,
oh, he read something. Oh, Golfers with Attitude.
Yeah.
You guys, Scotty Scheffler. Who else is going to be in that? Bryson DeChambeau?
Bryson DeChambeau is definitely in it.
Patrick Reed? I just want to put him in everything.
He's got an attitude, all right. It ain't a good one. He's got an attitude, yeah.
Who else?
Who else?
Would be in
Who's
GWA?
In trouble? Oh, Koepka. He's got an attitude.
Brooks, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a badass. You ain't going to mess with Brooks.
I thought Brooks was the good guy and Scotty and DeChambeau was the bad guy.
Yeah, well.
It's kind of changed.
Now it's changed a little bit.
DeChambeau is trying to give kids golf balls.
DeChambeau, yeah. No, DeChambeau is actually, he's doing videos now of helping people play. I mean, he's actually turning the whole thing around. Yeah. I likened him a lot to Trevor Bauer. But that was not, you don't want to be likened to Trevor Bauer.
That's a tough one.
That's, yeah.
I know what you're saying, but at the same time.
With the gimmicky stuff that they do to get ready and all that stuff.
Oh, DeChambeau does that?
Oh, yeah. DeChambeau's, well, he's got a lot of, I don't know what he's putting in his body, to tell you the truth, but he does a lot of, the mechanical stuff.
Probably just heavy weights.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. 7:30, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to bring a 20-year-old movie to the show, come on. 713-780-3776. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
Tired of costly pothole repairs? What if you could build a stronger road or parking lot that is less expensive to construct, 75% cheaper to maintain, and diverts a huge number end-of-life tires from your local landfill? Sound too good to be true? Check out Third Rock Renewable's sustainable solution called Mechanical Concrete and end your pothole problems for good. Call 713-305-0507. That's 713-305-0507. Or visit thirdrockrenewables.com for more details.
Waymore Silencers, the only one-stop Class 3 NFA dealer with the largest selection in all of Houston, has a brand new website. WaymoreSilencers.com now offers a complete line of firearms and knives available only on the new site. At WaymoreSilencers.com, you'll find guns and rifles from every major brand, like Smith & Wesson, Glock, Remington, Springfield Armory, Mossberg, SIG, and Kimber, just to name a few. Plus the best hunting knives from Outdoor Edge, Benchmade, Montana Knife Company, Gerber Gear, MKC, and so much more. Don't forget, Waymore Silencers has one of the only in-house electronic fingerprinting and photo services in town. Best of all, they eliminate all the hassle by filing the NFA Form 4s for you. Waymore Silencers is located at 15255 Gulf Freeway, Suite 167B, right off the Dixie Farm Road exit, or online at waymoresilencers.com. Waymore Silencers, your one-stop shop for the right to remain silent.
This is Branham, and I have to tell you about the Houston Sabercats. If you like football, you're going to love Sabercats Rugby. It's 80 minutes of non-stop collision and athleticism. It's like football meets wrestling meets basketball, and the players are crazy athletes. Some of the best players from all over the world play in this league. Tickets are inexpensive, so bring your family or friends. You won't be disappointed. HoustonSabercats.com for tickets. That's HoustonSabercats.com. Stadium right off 288 and Airport Boulevard. See you there.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs like the XPS 16 powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. So give her the gift of the perfect outdoor space with some new patio and deck furniture, like the Stylewell Park Point 4-piece patio set, a stylish and comfortable place to entertain when she wants to or relax when she needs to get away. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Shop outdoor furniture like the Stylewell Park Point 4-piece patio set right now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, we mentioned Jose Sierra. You got to hear this because it's something that you're not going to often hear. Listen to the announcer. It's the first pitch to Siri. A's are leading 4-3. In the bottom of the ninth, okay? And there's nobody on. And Jose Siri, the first pitch to him is a strike. He swings and misses. And then there's the second pitch. Listen to the announcer here.
Hey, Siri, it's not your night. I'm feeling Mason Miller might have some payback in his back pocket for what Siri did to the A's yesterday. 0-1, and that's launched towards left field, and the payback comes at the bat of Jose Siri. Tied up the ball game with another homer.
Hey, Siri, it's not your night. Bang, home run.
The context is, in the game previous, he robbed the A's.
Can't say hey,
oh, wait, you can't say hey,
yeah,
Siri.
No, you can't. That's a, yeah. You can't. He robbed the A's of a home run.
Yep.
Late in the ball game. And he made a big play, and he pimped that too, as you might imagine.
Yeah.
So,
and then he had the game-winning hit.
Yeah. So he had a big night the night before.
So she was saying, "Oh, I got a feeling it's payback time," and then bang, he tied it up.
Mason Miller's on the mound. That guy's nasty. It didn't matter for Jose Siri.
That does sound like her voice. Did sound like the Hey Siri voice.
It sounded like Cartman.
Like Eric Cartman?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like Eric Cartman.
Hey Siri,
play it again.
Well,
it's not your night, eh?
Of course, Eric Cartman's voice changed over time. It doesn't sound like that.
It does sound like that. Except she's their announcer, right?
Yeah, she's the A's play-by-play
announcer. Yeah, she's the only one in the league,
that's,
right?
You know, that's why...
The only
female.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why we assume part of the reason Julia Morales did that night, because the A's are in town. So they had two women doing play-by-play.
Oh, so you had... Yeah.
We assume that's why it happened.
Right.
There you go, putting two and two together.
I'm a
savant. You could have been like...
But why does she have to sound like Cartman?
Kind of a lazier Bosch.
Just her voice. And oddly enough, you might be surprised by this, A's fans aren't thrilled with her.
What do y'all care? You're losing your team. No one cares.
They hate her. They hate specifically her home run calls. They're not fans of.
You're basically the Titans of baseball, the Tennessee Titans of baseball. No one cares what you think.
Well, they're even worse than that. It's like
they're literally going
away.
They're
a double A. They're like the Corpus Christi.
No, when I say Tennessee Titans, when they left Houston.
Oh, yeah.
And they were a lame duck team. Yeah. You got a lame duck team. No one cares what you think about her.
Well,
do you think the A's hired her because she took the job because she was cheaper? Or do you think their play-by-play guy? I don't know how long she been there. Do you think they had a play-by-play guy who goes, "I'm out of here. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to Sacramento next."
No, probably they probably give her $50 a game, like Mr. Captain Smoky Pants.
And it's not
cheap. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Listen, I don't think it's out of play.
She makes
I don't think it's out of
much as the guy you know, on the train that does this to implore people to come on, let's hear you.
Our guy on the train.
Look, the A's, the one thing they could not do is pay the first woman play-by-play person $50 a night.
You can't do that. Listen,
just take this. No one else is hiring you.
Oh, wow. No one else.
I think John would eventually roll.
I don't
that
know.
Into
I
the...
think I would be. I'm a long way. I don't know
Are
if
you
I could.
Though?
I don't listen.
Are you though?
I would much rather have Mary do it with that voice than Cartman's voice.
You just don't like her voice.
I don't like her voice.
Oh, you don't but like a woman in sports' voice, huh?
But
tried no. and true.
Well,
is her name Jenny Kavner?
I believe so.
I just I don't.
No know. One knows.
No one knows. It's impossible to tell.
Yeah, you. Who knows?
No one can tell. It's
yeah.
It's impossible.
Jenny Kavner.
Jenny Kavner? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She's the only one, and you're sitting here saying she probably gets $50 a game, like an umpire at a Little League game. That's what you're hitting her with.
Like Mr. Smokey Pants.
They're like somebody who's up on the train.
Like a high school kid reffing an AYSO soccer game at the park. Hey, you want to do this?
$50.
$50, here you go.
Here you go.
Her father, Steve, won the high school baseball state championship when he was a student at Smokey Hill High School and coached the baseball team for Smokey Hill.
Oh, good.
She attended Smokey Hill High School, too. So she's born into baseball royalty.
Nice. Nice.
And she was, guess who? And she was inspired to become a sports reporter by watching Melissa Stark on Monday Night Football. I was inspired to like Melissa Stark by watching Melissa Stark on Monday Night Football. She attended Colorado State, where she majored in business communications, graduated in 2004. Kavner played lacrosse at Colorado State. During her college tenure, she interned at University of Kentucky in their media relations department. Okay?
So
she worked her way up.
Is this the Jenny Kavner?
Yeah, why are we getting
she worked her way up. Why are we getting the deep dive?
Why do we care?
She deserved this shot.
You know who? You know who?
Because she played field hockey?
Lacrosse.
Whatever.
Throughout the 2024...
No, they're different sports.
Throughout the 2024 season and the latter part of her career, Kavner's been criticized for her apparent lack of knowledge of the game of baseball, as well as lackluster enthusiasm on big plays.
Is that on the Wikipedia?
Yes, it is. Such as home runs and doubles.
If you want to be upset by someone and their career path, take a look at Noah Eagle and what he's been able to do at the ripe old age of 26 years old.
Yeah, Ian Eagle's son.
Yeah.
On May 20, this says, Kavner and Julia Morales became the first two women to do a play-by-play on television for the same major league game, and Julia Morales made way more money, is what it says.
Nope.
Julia Morales was much better. Julia Morales was so much better.
That does not say any of that. Noah Eagle, he was 21 years old when he got the full-time Clippers play-by-play job, TV job.
That's crazy.
21.
That's crazy. By the way, her son Vincent is named after Vin Scully. She's all in with baseball.
Thank you.
Her husband Steve Spurgeon played baseball for the White Sox organization.
Oh, I remember him. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Okay. So she's all about baseball. Now, it does say in Wikipedia, throughout 2024 season and the latter part of her career, Kavner's been criticized for her apparent lack of knowledge on the game. As well as, somebody put this in here, and lackluster enthusiasm on big plays such as home runs and double plays.
There's never any misinformation on Wikipedia. So, all right. Come on. It's got to be true. The lack of knowledge of the game and her lack of enthusiasm for home runs and doubles. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. The Astros are undefeated with Julia Morales doing play-by-play.
Yeah.
How about that? And that's the only time you can say that the Astros are undefeated.
Does that mean Todd Callis has to go?
No.
Todd Callis is a...
The record's been pretty poor.
American hero.
The record's been pretty poor this year with Todd. I'm just looking for wins.
Okay, yeah. Well, they are 7 games under .500.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they're 8 games under .500 with Todd Callis.
With Todd doing
Or actually, no, Kevin Eschenfelder did. Actually, they won the series, and Todd wasn't there all weekend.
So Todd is the issue.
Yeah, it might be Todd.
No, it's not Todd, guys.
Todd's
fine.
You don't know.
Their win percentage
is not timely.
Are they better?
Their win percentage without him. With him on the floor, is he the Shingun of this year's Astros?
No, remember how it tailed off at the end and everyone stopped saying that?
But we had that great run. I'm just looking for a great run, and maybe Todd has to take a seat.
You mean like a World Series his first year here?
Yeah.
Like that kind
Todd
of run?
Who you could hear in afternoons right here on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, and ever since
afternoon?
He got here. By the way, you mean 7 straight ALCS
What have you done for me?
ALCS appearances
what have you
since
done for
he got
me
here?
In the last 2 months, Todd. All I know is when someone else sits in your seat, the Astros win games.
That is kind of true. I mean, he's got a point there. And I've got a point here with Dream Rate. I got a point with Kent Jones. Kent Jones is awesome. Kent Jones saved one of our listeners a lot of money. A lot of money. I'm telling you. Brett was somebody who went to him. He bought a house in Kima, I think. It was Kima down there. Beautiful home. And he got himself a mortgage through Kent. And Kent worked that mortgage. And Brett actually emailed me and said, man, you should see the money that dude saved me. And I was like, I can't be prouder. Because little Kent is all grown up, 29 years now, and doing mortgages for people and just crushing it. He's crushing it. And here's the deal. He will crush it for you. He puts the kind of time and effort into it where he can get manipulated. I don't want to say he manipulates the system, but he absolutely is going to work that deal so that you save money. I'm telling you. You are going to get the best out of Kent every single time because he puts everything into it. So you need a mortgage? There's one place to go. You see my man, Kent, DreamRate. DreamRate. It's all about saving money and getting top-notch service, and that's what you get with DreamRate. Get there now. DreamRate, the ultimate mortgage hookup. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com.
DreamRate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Paid for by Jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, Texas. At Jackpot.com, you can now buy your favorite lottery games, including Powerball, Mega Millions, Pick 3, Lotto Texas, and more right from your phone. Just choose your favorite lottery game, pick your lucky numbers, and get your winnings instantly. Buy official Powerball, Mega Millions, and Pick 3 tickets right from your phone at Jackpot.com. Plus, right now, use promo code Texas to get a free lottery ticket with your first play.
I love playing the lottery, and Jackpot.com makes it so easy because you can buy all your tickets right from your phone.
Jackpot.com notifies me right away if I win. It's safe and secure, and I never have to worry about losing my lottery tickets again.
This is the greatest thing ever. I can buy tickets right on my phone for all my favorite state lottery games while I'm sitting on my couch at home.
Don't wait. Go to Jackpot.com and buy lottery tickets on your phone. Plus, right now, use promo code Texas to get a free lottery ticket with your first play. Go to Jackpot.com. That's Jackpot.com. Jackpot.com.
John Granato here with Dr. Kane Linville from 975hair.com. Doc, there's all kinds of hair replacement guys out there right now. How is 975 Hair doing?
Well, we're doing great. I think the response from the listeners has been huge, and it just keeps going. So we're doing really well. I'm told that we're among the top in the city, and I think that's just a testament to customizing every patient's plan, not overcharging or overselling, and then you get word of mouth that also gets out there.
975hair.com, 975hair.com.
For more than a century, the Pendleton Roundup has defined what it means to be a cowboy. It also gave life to something equally renowned, Pendleton Whiskey, capturing that unique spirit in every bottle and honoring the enduring legacy of the American West. Pendleton Whiskey, made with the finest northern grains and cut with Mount Hood Glacier Water. A whiskey that celebrates the cowboy in all of us. That's Pendleton Whiskey. That's true Western tradition. Pendleton is the official whiskey of the PBR Tour.
Pendleton Distillers, Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Please drink responsibly.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
As a roofer, spring means the start of my busy season, which means I've got to get organized with help from Beacon. I can save time with Beacon Pro Plus and 24/7 access to live pricing, delivery tracking, order history, and more. Plus, this spring, I can earn $1,000 and the chance to win a $25,000 backyard renovation just by buying my CertainTeed shingles online with Beacon. No purchase necessary. Now that's what I call a spring cleanup. Visit BECN.com for official rules and to start earning entries.
I'm under pressure, underpaid, and working over.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Couple of good topics right now on ESPN. Got to give them a little bit of credit. Which tandem do you like better, Doncic and Kyrie or Tatum and Brown?
Right now, I got to go with Doncic and Kyrie.
I think
it's close, but I mean, they are on a heater.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I do agree. They are ridiculously good.
I don't
good.
Like anybody but, better than Luka right now.
But Tatum, I thought, should have been much more in the MVP conversation this year than he was. I mean, I think we just take Jason Tatum for granted. He is awesome. He's always up there.
Yeah.
Of course, Luka's been first team All NBA 5 of his first 6 years.
Luka right now doesn't believe that there's anybody on the planet that can stop him, and right now they can't. He can get to any. He has unbelievable range. He's accurate from three. He can get to mid-range shots. He's terrific with mid-range and pull-ups, floaters in the paint. He can get to shots whenever he needs to from any spot on the court. Like, he doesn't really – he has a fadeaway. He has a step inside. It's just – his bag is completely full, completely full. And then Kyrie is the same thing. And so yesterday they were talking about, you know – Reggie and Stan Van Gundy were talking about the arguments that people had, and when you look at about who the best backcourts were, and it started up because of what they said, and there was
started you know, up whole, because Stan Van Gundy said that.
Yeah, and so there was a lot of you know ESPN show stuff, who the actual best is. Mike Greenberg had it, and you know like Steph and Klay Thompson. Steph is tremendous, can do all the stuff Luka can, even different size, but get shots from anywhere, all that stuff. But Klay Thompson is a catch and shoot player. Kyrie, you just have to give him the ball and he can go get his own basket whenever he wants. Like, you've got two guys who don't need your help to get shots off and to get a high number of points. They also are assist guys, too. So when you look at all-time backcourts, I mean, you really can make an argument for the way Kyrie's playing right now and the way that Luka's playing. This is one of the great runs we've ever seen. That's why I'm not sure now. Jaylen Brown just won Eastern Conference Finals MVP, you know, he was the MVP of the Conference Finals. So he's playing at a really high level right now, and Jason Tatum always plays at a high level. So this is really a great series. I'm very excited about this series. I'd love watching these guys play at this kind of high level. And, you know, Boston's fans do a lot of talking. And there's something – and one thing that I love is that Luka just feeds off of people talking to him. He loves – when people trash talk him, loves it. And so he's going to go to Boston and they're going to talk. You have other people who just crumble, like Kyrie. Remember when Kyrie just crumbled? Who else was it? Because they hate that Boston says bad things to them and they hurt them their feelings when they went to Boston.
They're going to say a lot
of
that.
Was it Joel Embiid or somebody had their feelings hurt because the Boston fans were screaming at him? Luke is going to get screamed at and he loves it.
Yeah.
I would not scream at him.
Better supporting cast for the two, Boston or Dallas? Derek White, Drew Holiday, Chris. If Porzingis comes back,
yeah, I'd say Boston.
Al Horford,
I'd say Boston. They're just they're.
Although
very deep.
PJ Washington's been playing great, PJ Gafford, great. Oh, Lively,
terrific. Lively and Gap. Yeah, so you have two bigs who do kind of the same thing. They were slapping cat shots all over the place when he tried to go inside. Yeah, they've got guys who know their role on Dallas, too. But, no, I think Boston's got a little deeper.
Especially if Porzingis is back, he makes a big difference. I don't know how good is he going to be, though, at sitting this long. You know?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I don't know how much they'd use him, but I think he is going to be back, though. I mean, he's had all this additional time. Probably, I'm sure that Boston was cheering for the T-Wolves yesterday. Extend that series out.
Yeah, absolutely. The T-Wolves just
although I think
cratered.
That, but the start time was going to be the same anyway, so it didn't matter. But just wear
no,
down.
No, but they get
wear
more time. Yeah, more
but
time.
But it was
up.
Over in the first quarter. It was the game was over. It was like watching the Mavs and Rockets in that Game 7. You remember that Game 7 when the Mavs just
I was
completely,
there.
It was in Dallas.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, it was like 2005, I think. Just completely obliterated him. Maybe it was 2005, I think.
Yeah, I forget what year it was, but it was ugly. It was a 40-point game. It was awful. It was awful.
Hey, have you ever heard, Dell, can you get the Darren Waller track ready? You know, there's a lot of, you know about Taylor Swift, whenever Okay, so it started with Alanis Morissette. She had You Ought to Know, right? And that was about Dave Coulier from, not 3 Men and a Baby. What was that show? Full House. It was from Full House. Dave Coulier was one of the, he was one of the actors on Full House, and she was dating him when she was younger, and he was older, but he broke up with her, so she wrote a whole song about him where, you know, it's a very famous song. And we know that from a relationship standpoint, if you break up with Taylor Swift or if she breaks up with you or whatever, it's not going to go well. You're going to have at least one song about you and probably multiple songs. And people are going to analyze it. Like, if it doesn't work out with Travis Kelce, there's going to be at least 4 bangers with him about it. Like, it's, that's just because they've been around a long time together. Darren Waller and Kelce Plum, who is a WNBA player, they're getting a divorce. And she came out and had an Instagram post that talked about, basically that hinted at, you know, her life being really difficult with him and all this stuff. And so people have been thinking, what did Darren do to screw this up? Did he relapse into drugs? You know, because she martyred herself in this Instagram post. So yesterday he dropped a song. Have you heard this song yet?
And used a fake Kelce Plum.
Yeah, and used a fake Kelce Plum. They say lookalike. I didn't think she really looked that much like her. You're not going to just have lookalikes who look like Kelce Plum. Here's what it sounds like when a tight end with a little bit of time on his hands during the offseason, because he's not going to OTAs, who also has a WNBA ex-wife dropping Instagram posts about him. Here's what he comes back with. You'll notice there's a lot of work being done by auto-tune. A lot of work by auto-tune. Take your time in here. If you take your time, you feel the way fall off. But with your plans, go ahead and call. Tired of your days. We can go down that dirt road like some kids. He didn't say the consonants.
I can't understand a lot of what he's saying. No. What is he saying in this? What is he saying?
It's really hard to understand. I wanted the very beginning where he's talking. Sometimes people feel like they just don't know what's going to happen in their lives. It's just something I'm like, don't. I immediately was like, here it is.
It's hard to give all of your soul in. Have your heart broken in return, but.
What? Have your heart broken in return?
Take your time.
There it is. It's hard to sometimes give all of your soul.
The nights we opened up and we knew how much that you and I were
in. Hey, turn it off.
That was really bad.
It's really bad. There was no reason for him to do this. His voice is so bad that you hear. So auto-tune, if you want to know how bad someone's voice is, you just listen for how much the auto-tune has to work. The auto-tune is working so hard to correct his voice. Yeah, the auto-tune is working so hard to correct his voice and to match it into tune that it's just, why would you do that? Just write a poem or do an Instagram or just do some kind of snakes, like do a snake like Deshaun. Just what would Deshaun do? Deshaun would make a snake emoji, a couple snake emojis. He'd do a grass emoji, like a snake in the grass. Then he'd do a basketball emoji. Then he'd do a couple lines from a Future song, lyrics from Future. And then, you know, you drop 2 or 3 of those. People aren't sure what you're talking about. And then it's over. You don't have to make a video that everyone's going to be able to see. Do you know that leaked or did you drop it?
He taped it.
Did you see it? He's proud of it. It's a video.
Yeah.
He shot a video.
Yeah. He's proud of that.
What are we doing? His career is over.
What?
Well, great. Now we have his career's over anyway.
He's not sure he wants to play anymore.
Well, obviously not if you're dropping this banger.
I'm not sure I ever want to go back.
Yeah, based on the way he's played with the Giants and then the last year at the with the Raiders. I'm not sure he wants
to. Yeah, I'm not sure he wants to play.
Just stay off that.
You can tell by you can tell the level of investment in the video that that was the type of lookalike they could get for Kelsey Plum. Because in some cases, they find women who look kind of like the person, the subject.
Yeah.
This one didn't look any.
Not even close.
There's like a, there's just a yellow Jeep in a field with a woman who looks nothing like Kelsey Plum.
Who's about 5'6".
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's not Kelsey Plum. All right, 759 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. You want to get in here, talk some Astros.
And he's
Julian
walking
will do that on the other side.
Her talking. I mean, just Darren.
It's just bad.
Why did, you can't play anymore. Now you just can't go back. You can't go back to the
you
league.
You can't
now.
Be in the locker room after this.
If he wants.
Oh, no. He cannot go in. He can't even go in a WNBA locker room after
oh,
this.
Oh, no. He ain't going.
That's going to be so embarrassing for him if they see it. Can you imagine what some of the, you know, tougher girls are going to say to him?
That's just really, really, really bad. Time to talk about, you know what, where you can sell that Jeep at GiveMeTheVIN.com. If he needs the money after this, because he ain't going to work no more, he might need the money, and he might need to sell that Jeep. And if you need to sell a Jeep or anything, any vehicle, GiveMeTheVIN.com is here for you. John Clay Wolf is going to give you the money. 5-star rating, okay? And listen, the car business, it's been known to be a little shady at times, okay? So John Clay Wolf says, ain't no shade here. I'm going to come. I'm going to deliver you a check, hand you the check, okay? When I pick up the car, and I'll come and pick it up. Well, not him, but his employees will come and pick it up, hand you a check, and it can't be a simpler deal. And it's exactly what he says it's going to be. He tells you the price. That's what it's going to be. Boom. You get that car. Now, if he can't match CarMax, he's going to send you $100. So what does that mean? That you have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com just to see the value of your car. Get more with GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.